you know how I feel about Aaron Boone. I don't put a lot of blame on Boone's plate for this. I just don't. I look at the roster. I talked about it yesterday. The offense stinks. We saw it now. Okay, oh, they played Wells. Great. I mean, yeah, they still sat Rice. And again, I'm not sure why they did. It feels like to me Brian Cashman is insisting on this one. I traded for him. We might as well try it. We traded specifically to hit left-handed pitching. But look what, I mean, it's the same thing. They don't score. They don't come through with the base hit. And when you look to fire a manager, for me, I don't think this is Boone's fault. The roster isn't any good. When you look at the roster, look at the players on it. Right? Like, look at the players and how they're performing. Now, it's the manager's job to get the best out of his players. Of course. Of course. And the question would be, why is Verdugo playing like this? Why can't Anthony Volpe progress? And why did he, you know, get off to the good start, look completely different, and now falling on his face? And why can't they help him? I get it. And I think the biggest indictment against Aaron Boone, besides maybe the nonsense they pulled in Game 2 of the ALDS in 2020 with replacing the starting pitcher, which was ridiculous. But besides that, to me, that's a moment that sticks out for me when I get angry about Boone or whatever's gone on here in his tenure. The biggest indictment of Boone, and I've said this a bunch, not only the biggest indictment of Boone and the biggest reason why the Yankees have been where they've been over the last couple of years is the failure of the Baby Bombers. The inability to develop the young players during this Boone-Cashman tandem era has been, without question, the biggest problem they have. And in my mind, that's why Brian Cashman hasn't been good over the last handful of years, because he's trying to do patchwork. He had a mindset of building a young core like they did in the mid-90s. He had Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres coming up. This 2017, 2018. 18 is when Gleyber made the scene. But he had Gleyber, he had Bird, he had Sanchez, he had Judge, he even had Andujar. Right? He traded for Clint Frazier. And eventually Clint Frazier was going to come up. That was going to be the core of the team. And all of them, one by one, was unable to get better. Some of them came up and hit right away. I mean, Gary Sanchez came up and was the best power hitting catcher in the sport, 2-time All-Star. Gleyber Torres, 38 home runs in 2019, the next young great player, 2-time All-Star. Greg Bird hitting big home runs off of Andrew Miller in the postseason to win games 1-0 in 2017. The only guy to him and Alex Rodriguez, the only two guys to get a hit in the wild card game in 2016. Bird was going to be their best hitter. Came up here, hit right away, failed. One by one by one by one, other than Judge. And since then, Brian Cashman is doing patchwork, and he's been eyeing that next opportunity. And this is where they are now with Volpe and Dominguez. And that's his thought process. That's why he passed on every single shortstop in free agency along the way, because he was hoping to have Anthony Volpe or Peraza, whichever one was going to hit and make it, have play shortstops. So he didn't go out and sign these big-time shortstops. And some of them, Seager would have been a great signing, although he's injured a lot, but he was great and led his team to a World Series. Some of them might have been bad. Trevor Story, or, you know, even Correa has been better in this year so far, but his ankle and injury issues, whatever. But the point being, like, why can't they develop them at the major league level? So if you want to get on Aaron Boone, my biggest critique is, why have all of these players regressed at the major league level? That is without question the biggest knock against Aaron Boone. And when you look at this team and you say they need a spark, and I look at the roster and I don't see anybody that's any good. Like, I don't know what you want them to do. You watch the lineup. We watch the team. I really don't know what they want him to do. Now, yes, it's his job to get the best out of them, and ultimately, he hasn't been able to do that. And right now, you could argue they need a spark. And if you want to fire Aaron Boone, I'm not going to argue. It's that bad. Last night was that ugly. If we wake up tomorrow, or when I wake up tomorrow afternoon, if I wake up tomorrow afternoon and hear, you know, Evan and Tiki talking about how the Yankees have fired Aaron Boone, you aren't believe me. And believe it or not, whatever you think about me in my shill and apologistic ways, I will come on and say, hey, he did it to himself. He gave them no real reason not to fire him. As much as I won't blame him, he's clearly not part of any solution. He hasn't done anything to help. This slide has continued on his watch. But what bothers me, and I have to just take it to this side point for a second, what bothers me the most is this nonsense. And I will call it nonsense. If you want to fire him, that's fine. If you think that would provide a spark, if they're at that point, okay. But the idea that if George were around, I can't take it. It bothers me. If George was still here, they would have fired him already. He wouldn't have got on the plane to Boston. He would have been fired already. This team doesn't have that same accountability as the New York Yankees had under George Steinbrenner. Oh, if George were here today, this would have been the last game Aaron Boone managed. And you know what? That's 100% accurate. There is no doubt in my mind George Steinbrenner would fire Aaron Boone today. But let me ask you. From 1979 to 1995, in those 16 years, how much did 17 managers in 16 years help the New York Yankees? Like, we want to talk about this great old time. We hearken back to the good old days where people were fired on a whim. 18 games into the season, Yogi Berra gets fired. Every single manager along the way gets fired. They're all working under the idea that if they don't win the next game, they're fired. They did it 17 managers in 15 years. 16 years from 79 until 1995 when they fired Buck, they had 17 managers in 16 years. How did that go for them? Stop acting like the New York Yankees got away from what worked. Stop acting like the New York Yankees and the urgency in firing managers and having this, you know, oh, you got heads would roll. Heads did roll for 15 years, and they were awful. And they didn't change that until George Steinbrenner was banished from baseball. So please, you want to fire Boone? Let's make it about Boone and not about George Steinbrenner or the overall arching idea that the New York Yankees have lost their accountability and have lost their fierceness, and it's not the same organization. Because you know what? They went through a ton of head coaches for forever, and you know what they became before he was banished? A laughingstock. And you know why I defend Brian Cashman? Do you want to know why? And this is what people don't get. This is what people don't get about me, because I've said on and over, I am furious about the last couple of years of Brian Cashman. I am sick to my stomach about last year. I am sick to my stomach about what we're watching right now. Sick to my stomach watching last night get embarrassed. And Brian Cashman has not done a good job. Some people go back further than me. I will say 2021. Since 2021, Brian Cashman has done an awful job, and damn near every decision he's made has been the wrong one. Might not have been the wrong one on paper when it first was made. I might have agreed with it at the time. You even might have agreed with it at the time. But besides Juan Soto, every single decision he has made since 2021 has blown up in his face, and he's done a terrible job. And I said in the offseason last year, I'm willing to move on from Brian Cashman. But this is the thing that I don't know why more people don't get. Right now, I'm sick to my stomach watching this crap. For 25 years, he's limited this feeling in my stomach compared to every other team I root for, compared to almost any other team in professional sports. The Met fan knows exactly how I feel right now. They have it almost every other year. The Knick fan knows exactly how I feel right now. They've had it for two decades straight, watching garbage, watching their team perform like absolute garbage. And while, yes, this team is predicated on championships, and I understand that, and by no means am I saying it's good enough to just not provide me with stomach sickness, but why do I give them the benefit of the doubt? Why do I sometimes defend Brian Cashman when all the haters are at the gates? Because I'm sick right now. And for 25 years, he's done a pretty damn good job of limiting how often I feel sick. The last 30 games, they're 12 games under 500. They're terrible. That's not the same as losing in the first round of the playoffs. That's why.